Hi there, welcome to Sound Healing Radio. I'm David Gibson, and today's show is on love, which should be the core essence of the holidays, right? That's what it's all about. So we're going to be going through unconditional love and universal love and resonating and playing music about love. It's all about love. Wouldn't it be cool if everywhere you go around the holidays, people just make the sound of love? It should be required by law, right? Everywhere you go, people are doing, ooh, it'd be the best. It'd be the best. Cool. So our intention is that love may return to the holidays. Before we begin, though, let me tell you about some things happening here at the Institute. We've got our next semester at the Institute starting on January 17th. It's actually 3.5 months at the Institute and 6 months online. It's half and half. And it's all about how sound works physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, how to do treatments on yourself, on others, how to open a practice, how to do sound baths and research and all types of things. So we also have a version at online. You can do the whole thing online starting January 10th is the next start time. Works quite well online if you can't make it out here. We also have our summer intensive in June, so you could actually come for the summer intensive and even do the online version now. We do have an open house on Sunday, January 15th. We'll go through how sound works and do a lot of meditations with sound and put people on the sound tables. If you're in the area, you get blissed out. We have a recording program completely separate from the sound healing starting March 7th. It's all about how to use a digital audio workstation like Pro Tools, Ableton, Logic, or any digital audio workstation, because it's all applicable what we go over. So we go through how to use all the effects, all the parameters, how sound works in physics, so you understand what it's all doing. And then producing, how to produce a project. I'll go through MIDI, we even go through how to create binaural beats tuned to delta, theta, alpha, and beta, tuned to the person, and embed them in the music. And we also go over how to mix using my whole visual system with the bubbles. So that's starting March 7th. You can find everything at soundhealingcenter.com, or you can email me at david@soundhealingcenter.com. We also have our voice analysis harmony programs that analyzes the voice. If you wanted to buy that, it's $888. Next training is February 11th. You would have to actually sign up by February 1st to join. You can also get treatments online for $85 just to check it out or see exactly what's wrong with you. We also do brainwave entrainment assessments where we play each of the 12 notes and see which one makes you the most peaceful. And then we give you brainwave CDs tuned to your brain in delta, theta, delta for sleep, theta for creativity, alpha for learning, and beta for thinking and overcoming ADD. And then we also have our Medical Sound Association where you can find all types of treatment plans for all different issues. We've got over 600 doctors and sound therapists working together now to create treatment plans. And then the Sound Education Association where we have over 1,000 exercises for kids at each age. And we are putting together a lobbying group with our association to go into governments around the world. So we have bi-monthly meetings in both of those areas. If you go to medicalsoundassociation.com and click on join, you can join for free and be in the meetings. And then soundeducationassociation.com, you can join there and be in those meetings. So those are the things we have happening at the Institute. We also have our therapy center. We're going to be offering not only online or treatments at the Institute starting in the new year, because we're kind of been closed for treatments, but we're opening it up to all our students to be able to do treatments. And but also we're about to launch the soundtreatmentcenter.com, and that's an online treatment center. So we are using a program that's way better than Zoom, so it's really good quality, and all the practitioners have to have good mics, and we show them how to do miking. So if you want to be a practitioner, you could easily sign up. You can go to Sound Treatment Center and sign up where it says practitioner registration, and we just take a percentage. You can charge whatever you want. And then if we're not launched yet, but you could go ahead and register to get treatments there where it says log in and register on soundtreatmentcenter.com. And then we've already got a few people that are going to be offering treatments, and you can, again, you can set any price you want, and then you put in your bio and you're off and running. There's a lot of information on the site as well as to how sound works, and then even free music and videos for different issues. We're still populating those a lot though, but there's still some cool ones right now. And we've got some for depression. We've got some for anxiety, for grief, higher consciousness, freeing the voice, sleep. So there's all, we're already collecting videos for different issues. And so that's soundtreatmentcenter.com. We'll probably be launching around the middle of January. But again, the site's pretty much ready, so you can go ahead and sign up as a practitioner or a client receiver. And so that's the other thing is we have our store at soundoflove.com. We've got over 300 instruments and music and books and bowls and all types of things, technologies. We've got our sound lounges, sound tables, sound dolphins, sound pillows, and bass belt and bass vests now. And then the Research Foundation we mentioned, we've got a database of over 400 clinical papers you can check out there, and hundreds of student papers that are actually really cool. So check out Sound Healing Research Foundation. That's where the Medical Sound Association and Sound Education Association info resides. Okay. Let's talk about love. Let's talk about unconditional love first, because we're not just going to talk about regular love. Let's go to the high level love. Unconditional love, because that's the energy of the Christ energy, right? Unconditional love. Unconditional love is love that requires or has zero expectation of any return. Even being told thank you or grateful or someone even acknowledging it, it's zero need for acknowledgement or thanks or anything. It's completely free giving love. It's interesting. I've put together a video on unconditional love. And it often comes, unconditional love often comes from animals. Although this one spiritual teacher said that if you kick them, don't feed them, they will split. So that's not, they're not 100% unconditional. But, you know, generally, if you don't feed them for a short time, or, you know, or if even if you yell at them, they still love you no matter what, right? I mean, doggy love is like, oh my God. Especially Goldie's, right? So, unconditional love also comes from moms for babies. Oh, you peed and pooped on me? No big deal. It comes from a lot of spiritual leaders as well. So, I've included a lot of these types of unconditional love givers in the video. And I've wrote a song called Unconditional Love. I'm going to play more of it later, but I'm going to just play the video, which is the beginning of the song now. And so tune in to Unconditional Love and bring it into your heart. completely now as you watch this video. Okay. Enjoy. Let me make sure we're in stereo. Yes. Okay, enjoy.
Thank you.
So then there's universal love. Universal love is really somewhat similar to unconditional love because it is unconditional, but it's different in that universal love is love from source. Universal love is infinite. If you haven't checked out the near-death experience YouTube videos, you might spend an evening checking them out. About 90% of the people say they went into the light, maybe through the tunnel, and ended up in a place with intense universal love. And then when they came back, it was still with them. It's just this indescribable love. It's interesting when I ask people how many in a group, how many people have experienced universal love? Sometimes it's as much as 50%. And then I ask people, how do you, are you able to access it at will? And only about 25% can access it at will. It depends. The group kind of goes up and down. Our classes have much more, many more people that have experienced it and can access it at will. And then we always talk about how do you access it at will. Well, it's easy if you've already accessed it because you can often just tap in. Sometimes nature will do it, sometimes babies, sometimes love, sometimes just regular love, and sometimes group experiences will trigger it. So there's But it's interesting for people that haven't actually experienced it because it's tricky. A lot of people go, they look at you like you've got two heads if you say, just bring in universal love, because a lot of people don't know how to do it. The way I started is I had this psychic that said to me, universal love comes in through the thymus down into the heart. I'm like, oh, okay. So I started visualizing energy coming in through the thymus into the heart. And it took about 5 years. Occasionally I would get little chills. I was like, whoa, right? But it was like 5 years before I could actually even start running that energy to actually be able to run universal love like that. It's here. Let me do it now. I won't even do a sound. Well, maybe I will do a sound. If you don't know how to run energy, that's your homework for the rest of your life. I remember years ago, one of my instructors asked me, "You know how to run energy?" I had no idea. But it's like visualizing it, and then you visualize it so much that it just happens. So you actually just run it. You actually feel the energy moving through your body. It's very cool to practice and work on. Just start with visualizing the energy. And that's what I did with the universal love coming into my thymus down into my heart. When I was in Egypt, we toned the resonant frequencies of the chambers in a couple of the chambers. After 45 minutes to an hour, the ceiling opened up and universal love poured into our hearts. And we were like in tears. And my friend said, "Don't talk to anybody. Let's see how long we can hold it." We were able to hold it both times for like 2 days because we didn't talk to anybody. I also felt it spiraling into my thymus down into my heart. So I held my hand out here to kind of protect that flow. I often also experience universal love as energy coming in my crown, going down the back of my spine, all the way out my feet sometimes. Because a lot of people say it's the pineal gland is the source of universal love. So it's actually interesting that you could think of universal love as being in your head, right? Not mentally, but in the actual pineal gland. So often I'll get chills on the top of my head when energy is coming in. And that's, I feel, is the universal love that just comes through. Of course, Christ is, I say, is the main propagator of universal love, or transmitter, or basically bringing it through. But there's all types of beings that do universal love, and it's really cool when you tap into any of these beings, including Mother Mary, and then just bring that love completely into your heart. When I was in Mount Shasta once, I saw this vision of Mother Mary, and she turned around and sat in my heart. I was like, whoa, oh my God. It was like incredible. It was incredible. So universal love, some think of it as an opening. Instead of just normal love, it's like an opening. Somebody said that in class once, and I was like, that sounds like it. So there's one song that I have that works for me to bring in universal love, and it's by Sanatan Kaur, and it's called Heart of the Universe. And it's about universal love. It's like the lyrics are, there is a space in and around us where angels sing on rays of light, and love pours forth from the heart of the universe. And then the strings take off, the string section takes off, and that's the universal love. So let me play this and set your intention, especially if you've never experienced universal love, set your intention to have it come in now with this song about universal love, Heart of the Universe. Oh, I gotta share my screen or you won't hear it. Okay. Okay, here we go. Enjoy.
Exists with us and around us.
Love pours forth.
space that exists with us and around us. Where angels see old rays of light, old rays of light, and love pours forth. Love pours forth.
Works for me. So it's interesting when you get more than one person or a whole group of people resonating universal love, it creates a field that makes it easier to access when you're in it and stay in it if you're around a bunch of people or even in a radio show like this. I could feel all the other people energy. I could feel your energy, and it's made me go even deeper. It's really sweet. I have another song I want to end with, actually, because it gets really mellow, and I'm just going to end the whole talk with this song because you'll be blissed out and you can carry that energy into the evening and weeks ahead, months ahead, years ahead, and lifetimes ahead. This song is about unconditional universal love. It's a song that I wrote a long time ago, and I play on guitar. When I had panic attacks, it would get rid of the panic attacks. It was helpful for Parkinson's. It would get rid of tremors in Parkinson's, and it's all about unconditional universal love. It's completely the energy. It's a 30-minute song, so I'm just going to play the last like 20 minutes or so here. So thank you for listening and enjoy this unconditional universal love. Your job is to bring it into your heart completely. Let me find it here. Here we go. Okay, you guys take care. I gotta fast forward. Okay.